And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Wanderlust Theatre Company opens Becky Shaw, the tragicomedy of bad manners, this evening at Theatre 810 in downtown Lafayette. It will run through Sunday. Tickets are available by calling the theatre or going to the Eventbrite website. It is for mature audiences. We will be speaking with the members of the troupe of Wanderlust Theatre Company tomorrow about Becky Shaw, the tragicomedy of bad manners. The English department here at UL Lafayette will hold their Victorian holiday fundraiser tomorrow evening at the Alumni Center from 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets will be available at the door, and 19th century related costumes are encouraged. There will be musical and literary entertainment, a buffet with specialty desserts, and books that have been published by members of the faculty in the English department. That is tomorrow evening at the Alumni Center, the Victorian holiday fundraiser. Louisiana Crossroads will have a special presentation of 25 years of Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys Thursday and Friday evenings at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Tickets are available through their website or by calling them. A Tuna Christmas opens at Cité des Arts. It will open on Friday and run for 3 weekends. Tickets available through the website or by calling Cité des Arts. The historic Delta Grand Theater in Opelousas presents Letters to Santa by Cody Daigh Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock and on Sunday the 15th at 2 o'clock. And the French immersion students from around Lafayette Parish will perform Christmas carols with Horace Trahan and the Austin Express Band. That's from starting at 8:30 in the morning at the Horse Farm. This is at the Farmers and Artisans Market. All are invited to listen to their music, and a multi-generational French conversation circle will be held at the market following the Christmas performance. The Bag Mat Ministry will help you learn how to make sleeping mats for the homeless this Saturday at Grace Presbyterian Church in Lafayette from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Vermilionville has its old-time Christmas this weekend and next. On Saturday, it's the old-time Christmas family day from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. That's at Vermilionville. For more information, you can go to their website or give them a call. Second Saturday Art Walk is this Saturday in downtown Lafayette. Lots of exhibits up and down Jefferson Street. There will be some book signings as well. At Cité, Dennis Ward will be signing copies of his new book, Mademoiselle Gigi, and there will be visual arts presented by the Acadiana Pride Festival. At the Acadiana Center for the Arts, there will be some new exhibits, and there will also be book signings through the UL Press, including Zachary Richard will be there signing L'Histoire des Acadiens et des Acadiennes. The Nutcracker will be performed this weekend in Lafayette at the Hyman Center, Saturday at 7 and on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Tickets are available through the Hyman Center box office or Ticketmaster. On Sunday, the 8th annual Harps and Handbells for the Holidays concert will be held at the Great Hall at the Affiliated Blind of Louisiana, 409 West St. Mary. There's no admission, but if you would like to make a donation to ABL, they will gratefully accept that. And looking ahead, the Silverbacks Improv Theater will have a very improvised holiday performance on Wednesday, December 18th, and the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will have their Christmas concert on Thursday, December 19th at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. And of course, you can always support KRVS very easily and securely. Just click on the support button. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. In just a few moments, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.